It's The Takeaway. I'm Arun Venugopal. With the nationwide rollout of the census just a few weeks away, we're checking in on how community leaders across the country are working to prevent undercounts in their states. Last week, we looked at Oklahoma, a state that's allocated no funding to census outreach efforts. Today, we zero in on Texas, where lawmakers also opted not to fund census outreach. So, like in Oklahoma, nonprofit leaders are having to step in to try to ensure an accurate count. One piece of that means building trust in Latino communities.
In a state as big as ours, it's really critical that we make sure that we say that we're here, right? Because we're also a state that deals with a lot of immigration enforcement, border issues, and we're a site of a lot of that animosity and tension. And so it becomes even more highlighted in this work.
That's Genesis Sanchez, who's helping oversee census efforts in Texas for the National Association of Latino Elected and Appointed Officials.
Latinos here in the state are expected to become the largest population group by 2022. In addition to that, nearly half of Texans who are under the age of 18 are Latino. And so we know that our community gets undercounted, and our goal is really to help empower and to make sure that they recognize their power is in getting counted.
In June of last year, the Supreme Court ruled that the Trump administration could not include a question asking about citizenship status on the census form. But Genesis told me that informing Texans of the change has been a really big hurdle.
A lot of that damage was done, and it wasn't just for us as Latinos, but also for the state as a whole. So we did research on this, and we saw that Latinos in particular, a significant percentage of them still thought there was a citizenship question on the form. And based on prior research by the Bureau and by ourselves, we also saw that when people saw a citizenship question, they just would not respond to the form. And so we're looking at millions of dollars lost in resources as well as political representation. But it's not just a Latino issue. It's an issue for a lot of immigrant groups. But we're also seeing a lot of increase in distrust in the government. And so even people who you wouldn't expect to have any fears about completing the census are also kind of hesitant and will highlight that, you know, if they're scared, then somebody who might be out of status or who is a part of a mixed status family is also more likely to be scared as well.
So tell me more, beyond Latinos in Texas, what other groups are you seeing who are really kind of scared off by the census count?
So in Texas, about 25% of our population is considered hard to count. So we're looking at folks who, yes, are Latino, but also Black, Indigenous, people who rent, people who are low income. It really depends on the situation. What we're also seeing here is that there's a lot of mobilization from communities like the Arab American communities, Muslim American communities, because they're also very much growing. We're looking at places like in Austin where there's a growing Asian American population. And they also have a lot of hesitancy around the census because they don't want to share their information, right? We've already seen a hypervigilance of these communities as well. And so when it comes to sharing their information, there's also a lot of need to reach out to these community groups and let them know that their information is safe and secure.
Now, are these fears located more in urban centers like Houston, San Antonio, Dallas, or is this something that's more a rural problem?
It's everywhere, to be honest. So yes, absolutely, in the big metropolitan areas that you've named, but we've been in some rural areas as well, and you see people who, you know, if you live really far apart from your neighbor, if someone comes to the door, you're going to be really hesitant to open that door because maybe somebody doesn't visit you that often. And so part of the issue with different areas is kind of the lack of access and the lack of infrastructure for something like a complete count committee or for people to get involved simply because the state is really, really big.
So what's the message that seems to resonate the most with people in Texas? Is it every person counts, or is it that if you don't fill out the census form, you'll lose out on crucial funding that help with services that you depend on?
I think that's what makes the work a little challenging, is that depending on who you are and who you're working with, you kind of have to make the messaging relatable. For a school district, it might make a lot of sense to talk about things like Title I grants, CHIP, Medicaid, WIC, free and reduced lunch as programs that are guided by census data. On the other hand, that might not be something that's relatable to someone who's older, who already has kids in college. So they may be thinking about things like roads, infrastructure, political representation. And so we have to tailor the message. But what we do know based on research is that What we want to emphasize with people is that their information is safe and secure, and also that the census data drives a lot of decision-making and allocation of resources based on the thing that they're interested in.
How much does Texas stand to lose from an undercount?
So here in Texas, a 1% undercount is about $300 million lost every year for the next 10 years. And in a place like Texas, that means that we're really pushing up against current infrastructure. We're growing really quickly. We're grabbing a lot of people from California, but also from places like New York. And so that growth has to be reflected in census numbers so we can make sure that we get the adequate infrastructure that we need to grow at a healthy pace.
But it's not just infrastructure, right, or services. We're also talking about congressional representation.
Yeah, absolutely. So in the 2020 census, we have the chance to gain 2 to 3 congressional seats, which in Texas is a big deal.
Among the people who are not interested in an accurate census count, is it clear whether those additional congressional seats would be more in Democratic areas or in Republican areas?
I'm not sure about that, but what I will say is that the census is not a political issue. It has become very politicized in recent times because of things like the citizenship question and because a lot of the states didn't allocate funding or resources to census outreach. And ideally, you know, we would want people to participate and to advocate for the census regardless of their party affiliation. And we have seen that in the state. So even though we haven't had the state legislature make a decision or put forward money on in terms of census outreach, we have seen, you know, people across the aisle say, hey, we need to collaborate and come together to the table and ensure that the community gets counted. So people recognize that, right? Especially in a place like Texas where big business is a big deal. You do see a lot of businesses, for example, saying, well, I stand to lose a lot of money if both my employees and my clients don't get counted, because then I can't build more businesses out, I can't grow and expand if I don't have that data to prove it. They may have different political leanings, but they're in the fight as well.
Genesis Sanchez is the Texas Regional Census Campaign Manager for Naleo Educational Fund. Thanks so much, Genesis.
Thank you.
And listeners, we want to hear from you as the full census rollout approaches. Are you planning to fill out the 2020 census? And what questions do you have about the process? Our number here is 877-8-MY-TAKE. You can also send us a tweet. We're at The Takeaway.